to glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordia. You can find me online at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com, MikeLuoma.com. It's how you find me on Facebook and Twitter, too. I'm just there under my own name. So after their .com/... Mike Luoma, MikeLuoma. And we have a Facebook page for the podcast and books and such. That's facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. I'd like to invite you to join my mailing list. My plan is to put a brand new one out, a new email after I get this podcast up. So there will be a brand new email for you to read if you join. When you join, you also get a copy of the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. Been a couple years now that's been out. But it is all full of rarities that you can only find in it, in the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life, including the Alibi Jones short story, Ghost in the Machine, which isn't available anywhere else right now, no? You can read Alibi Jones Vacation, the comic book story. You get to see some black and white artwork from the Good Samaritan number 2 that just came out, and see some of the original stuff in there. Some of Federico's other work, too. Plus, there's excerpts from the Vatican Assassin Index, which is kind of like the behind-the-scenes history and outline. So there's a lot of stuff in there if you're getting into my books that you'll like. And again, it's only available in the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life, which is only there, you only get when you join my email list. Radioactivists. Yeah, I'm going to call it that. I started a group on Facebook, too. So now we're going to have a Facebook group. Although I got to get it moving. I haven't really done a ton. I did a lot with Good Samaritan coming out. But yeah, now I have a Facebook group. Radioactivists, so you can join that, too. And that's what I'll call the email list. Radioactivists. For Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, the whole idea with the Glow in the Dark Radio podcast is that I read to you from my work. And we've got Chapter 22 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on the way, coming up on this episode. So let me set that up for you. Alibi Jones' plan for getting his friends Kit and Katie out from under the control of crime lord Rene Lavalore and off of his planet Kismet is about to get underway. So I hope you're going to join me as we begin to see Alibi's plan play out. He's been trying to figure out how he's going to get him out of there. We're going to get to see if his plan actually works, starting in Chapter 22. Our chapter this time is a little short. I don't remember now why, when I was writing this book, I broke things up this way. It's almost like it's every other chapter. There's a short one, a long one, a short one, a long one. But I have no idea why. Now, probably made sense to me at the time, but at any rate, the re-editing that I've been doing on all of these chapters, I've been re-editing the audio, not like changing the content, but tightening up the audio. Well, that made it even shorter, so now it's like 8.5 minutes or something, because I got a minute out of there, a minute and a half, so. Yeah, it's kind of short, but it does sound better, I think. And it's coming up. That's Chapter 22 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of book news. How about a sale? It's Read an Ebook Week at Smashwords at smashwords.com. They do this every year. It's a long-standing tradition. Smashwords is an independent ebook store, and you can get all of my ebooks there in any ebook format. And again, today through March 10th, they have their sale going on. So you can get my ebooks for 75% off or for free. Usually my ebooks are about $4.99 for the novels. Well, this week those books are $125. And the two omnibuses, which I've been wondering, is that omnibi or something like that? Is there a weird Greek or Latin plural? Anyway, The two omnibuses, which are usually $9.99, those are each just $2.50, because it's 75% off. And Time War of the Devrisium, which is a little tiny short collection, that's actually free this week. So you can go to smashwords.com and just look me up, or if you go to my homepage, if you go to mikeluoma.com or glowinthedarkradio.com, you can just click on the Smashwords link that's on the front page or on the Smashwords link at any book, and that'll take you there. Read an ebook week at Smashwords, and all my books 75% off. In other book news, just a reminder that Good Samaritan, Unto Dust, number 2, and the completed graphic novella both came out in the last couple weeks. You can get them now at Comixology, Drive-Thru Comics, and IndiePlanet.com. IndiePlanet's where you find it in print. And coming this month, in just a couple of weeks, we're going to have the Vatican Assassin graphic novel. Full color, under one cover, first time ever. That's coming this month. And that is about all for book news. So up next, we've got Chapter 22 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the earth. At the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shrines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales, stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Find them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 22 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. Alibi must don the Dakur disguise once more in order to leave with the delegation after Rakar throws his fit with Lava Lure. The old alien took some convincing. Rakar worried about what Lava Lure would do to his son if he caused a scene. But Alibi made a strong case. Lava Lure is already intent on executing Kit. At the very least, Alibi's plan will try to spirit him away.
"Are you sure this man Thomas is reliable?" Rakar asks him as they walk to the Dakur's ship.
"No, but I am sure you're paying him well enough to make him reliable. At least for now," Alibi says. Rakar frowns.
"I am paying you a reward if you get Kit off this planet. What you do with that money is up to you. I do not want it to be said that the Dakur are in the habit of employing mercenaries," Rakar protests.
"Point taken," Alibi responds, trying to respect Rakar's opinion. The old catman speeds up to lead the delegation into the spaceport, leaving Alibi to fall back into the center of the alien crowd. They file on board the Dakur transport ship in an orderly fashion. Once inside, Alibi makes his way down to the ship's cargo hold. He crosses the large, empty space, his footsteps echoing as he makes his way to one of the cargo bay's smaller airlocks. He strips the fur mask from off his face and drops it as he walks. As the airlock door slides open, he lets the robe drop. Alibi steps into the airlock wearing the simple Kismet worker's jumpsuit he's had on underneath his Dakur costume.
"Thanks for this, at least, Thomas. Hope I am paying you enough to be reliable."
The outer door opens. Alibi looks out to see if the coast is clear. There's no one around. He ducks out of the airlock. He does his best to saunter casually over to a utility door on the other side of the landing bay. He's got a hotel room key in his jumpsuit pocket, also from Thomas. Thomas's hotel isn't far from the spaceport,
Alibi makes his way down several short public corridors, passing a few people who don't bother to give him a second glance in his maintenance uniform. Before Alibi can grow too relieved at reaching the hotel, he stops short on his way into the lobby and nearly causes a human traffic jam. Peterson is standing there in the lobby, talking to a uniformed Kismet security guard over by the concierge desk. After his moment of frozen panic, Alibi turns around and walks out of the lobby. He continues walking up the corridor, away from the hotel, without looking back, until he reaches a small food alcove. He ducks in. He breathes and finally allows himself the luxury of looking over his shoulder as he prays he won't see Peterson. He does not.
Not there? Good. That was too close.
Alibi tries to blend in. Head down, he busies himself, over-pondering the menu choices in the small bistro. He picks out and pays for a ham sandwich, and then claims a space deep in the alcove. He slides in behind the table, keeping his back to the wall and an eye on the alcove entrance.
Mind if I join you?
What? Alibi looks up from his sandwich to see a woman standing there, holding hers.
No more seats in here except at your table. Can I sit here?
Sure, he answers.
Why not? Might even help me blend. Hope she's not with Peterson. Can't be too paranoid.
The woman isn't interested in conversation. Neither is Alibi. While he chews, he watches for Peterson through the doorway, over past the woman's right shoulder. He and the woman both eat in silence. After about 5 minutes, Alibi spots Peterson, walking by in the passing crowd.
There he goes.
Alibi tries to think himself invisible as he watches Peterson walk by.
Do not see me. I am not here.
Peterson passes the alcove entrance and walks on down the corridor. The woman stands up. She gives Alibi a strange look, but gathers her food's wrappers and serving tray and leaves the table in silence. Alibi watches her go as she walks off in the same direction as Peterson.
Please tell me that was just a coincidence.
Alibi waits for another few minutes before he stands up. No more sign of Peterson or the woman from his table. Alibi tosses the rest of his sandwich and the package in the recycler and heads over to the food alcove entrance. He looks back and forth down the corridor.
No sign of Peterson now.
The way now clear, Alibi heads back to the hotel. He walks into the lobby. No Peterson this time. He makes his way through the lobby to the elevators and rides up to the fourth floor where Thomas's room is located. He finds the door. The key works. Alibi walks into the room. Brady Thomas is already there, sitting on the bed.
I get the bed. You get the floor, he informs Alibi.
Fair enough, Alibi agrees. What's that? Alibi notices Thomas has what looks like a second canister of the Killbot flusher.
I figure they've probably done the same thing to your Dakur friend as they have with the Katie girl. So I've procured another dose of this stuff for him, made especially for the Dakur physiology.
Really? Good thinking, Alibi says. Thanks for doing that. I didn't think of that. Probably should have.
I'll add it to your bill, Thomas cracks back.
Alibi smiles a nervous smile. He walks over to the room's one small window and looks out at the buildings lighting up Kismet's night. He turns away and walks back over to the room's door. He looks out the peephole at the empty corridor outside. He walks back over toward the bed. Did you get us a transport? He asks Thomas as he thinks of it. Will it be out by the exercise yard?
Yes and yes, kid. Done and done.
Alibi nods. Walks back over to the window to glance out again. Thomas continues.
Took care of that while Rakur was pitching his fit with Lavalure, Thomas tells him. Couldn't find out when they'd be exercising him, though. That info ain't common knowledge. Ain't floating around out there, you know, Thomas says.
Alibi walks back across to the door. He realizes he's pacing across the small room. I don't know if I can sleep, he says.
Well, you better try to, because I know I gotta get some rest. I'm too old to sacrifice my beauty sleep. Here!
Thomas tosses Alibi a pillow, and then a blanket.
Lie down somewhere. Just make sure you ain't between me and the fresher. Don't want to trip over you heading for the bathroom. Right. There's a cleaning drawer. Part of the wardrobe over there, Thomas says. You can throw your jumpsuit in there. It'll be fresh for you in the morning.
Alibi strips down to his shorts and throws the uniform jumpsuit in the cleaning drawer. He finds a space and throws the pillow and blanket down on the floor. He lies down and wraps himself in the blanket, rests his head on the pillow.
But Alibi knows he won't be sleeping.
That was Chapter 22 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. And so it begins. Alibi Jones probably won't get any sleep as he waits for the dawn. But his plan is underway. Rickard has made his stink with Lavalore. After making the fuss, he is now left. Alibi's disguised Dakur going with him, apparently. But no, Alibi snuck off, and now he's ready to go with Brady Thomas to try to rescue Kit and Katie. And this was a very short chapter this time around, I can tell you that. Chapter 23 next time, it's pretty long. For some reason, these chapters kind of alternate that way. I was mentioning that before. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, pretty long chapter coming next time around, as Alibi Jones tries to rescue his friends, to get him out of the clutches of Lavalore on Kismet, as Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her continues. Just a little recap on the book news. My books are on sale this week at Smashwords. Just head to smashwords.com or head to my site, glowinthedarkradio.com, for a quick and easy link right there on the front page, or hit any book page and follow the Smashwords link. They're 75% off at Smashwords all this week, my ebooks, every format. So most of my ebooks, which are $4.99, usually are $1.25. The omnibuses that collect all of the books together, usually $9.99, those are now $2.50. This is just this week, 1 week only, giving away Time War of the Dovresium too, because that's usually only 99 cents, so I figured, you know, let's give it away free this week. It is Read an Ebook Week at Smashwords.com, and they're holding this sale. It's the only place you can find these prices for the week. The cool thing is they have every ebook format, so no matter what kind of reader you use, they have that. Again, it might be easiest just to go to glowinthedarkradio.com and click the link that's right there on the front page. A reminder, you can now pick up Good Samaritan Unto Dust number 2, or the complete novella collected together, in print or digital at IndiePlanet.com, that's Indie with a Y, or digitally at Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics. And coming out in just a couple of weeks, Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, the full-color version, first time collected under one cover. I just got the proofs in, it's beautiful, I can't wait to share it with you, just in a couple weeks. And that is it for this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.